This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian officials are calling for the world to act against Russia for its airstrikes targeting civilian infrastructure. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba tweeted Thursday that Russia, quote, wages the most cowardly and barbaric type of war against unarmed civilians, end quote. His comments followed President Volodymyr Zelensky's appearance by video before the UN Security Council, during which Zelensky said Russian missiles hit hospitals, schools, transportation targets, and residential areas. Zelensky said Ukraine was waiting for a very firm reaction from the world. Russia's UN ambassador rejected what he called reckless threats and ultimatums by Ukraine and its Western supporters. Now that Russia has left the city of Kherson, the Ukrainian military is planning its next move, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Only weeks after its retreat, Russia is now pounding the town with artillery as its military digs in across the Dnieper River. Ukraine is striking back at Russian troops with its own long-distance weapons. The weapons enable Ukraine to strike deeper into Russian-controlled territory, possibly pushing as far as Crimea, which Russia illegally captured in 2014. The Russian withdrawal from the only provincial capital it gained in 9 months of war was one of Moscow's most significant battlefield losses. I'm Karen Chamas.
In an emergency session of the UN Human Rights Council, the UN Rights Chief insisted Thursday the bloody repression of peaceful demonstrations in Iran must end. This as countries discussed launching an investigation into Tehran's deadly crackdown and determined if a high-level international investigation is warranted. The meeting was requested by Germany and Iceland with the backing of more than 50 countries. This is VOA News. A cholera outbreak sweeping through Haiti is claiming a growing number of children amid a surge in malnutrition, according to UNICEF. The deadly combination means about 40% of cholera cases now involve children, according to the UN agency. UNICEF's Manuel Fontaine says proper allocation of vaccines is needed.
There's a bit of a shortage of cholera vaccines around the world because, as I said, there's 31 outbreaks in the world, and so there are great demand. But we're getting an allocation for Haiti, which is really important.
UNICEF and Haiti's government are seeking at least $28 million to help feed, hydrate, and care for 1.4 million people affected by the crisis. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said Thursday the focus for rescuers in Cianjur would remain on evacuating and finding dozens of people who were still missing from Monday's earthquake. So far, those killed are numbered at 271. Widodo told journalists there that steep conditions, rain, aftershocks, and an unstable ground were making search efforts difficult in the mountainous district. He said 39 victims in total are believed to be still stuck in the soil and rubble of collapsed buildings. More than 2,000 people were injured in the quake that displaced at least 61,000 people to evacuation centers and other shelters. Reformist politician Anwar Ibrahim was sworn in as Malaysia's 10th prime minister Thursday, ending a days-long political impasse after an inconclusive weekend election. The 75-year-old became the country's fourth leader in as many years amid hopes for political stability. Lisa Murkowski has won a re-election bid in the U.S. state of Alaska's Senate race. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Alaska Republican U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski has won re-election, defeating a fellow Republican who was endorsed by former President Donald Trump. Murkowski wound up with 54% of the vote in the ranked choice election. Murkowski was the only Senate Republican who voted to convict Trump at his impeachment trial last year, who was on the ballot this year. Trump was not convicted, but her vote was a sore point raised by Trump, who had vowed to campaign against her. Murkowski was censured by state Republican Party leaders last year for offenses that included her impeachment vote. During the campaign, she emphasized a willingness to work across party lines and focused on her record and seniority. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
For more on these and any of the stories we're covering, please visit us at voanews.com. Or download our easy-to-use mobile app. Just search for VOA News. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.